Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Samuel Belts, and I look forward to spending the next few minutes with you in meditation and prayer. Our New Testament reading for today is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 7, 21 through chapter 8, 17. And he says, "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we also may be glorified with Him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. This reading from St. Paul in Romans chapters 7 and 8 gives us what can be difficult, but also very concrete and clear statements and assertions and promises about the way God works by the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome sin, death, and hell, especially in our bodies. It is in this one place, we might say, that Luther himself draws out what we know as the saint-sinner distinction, or the simul justus et peccator, at the same time, sinner and saint distinction. As human creatures who have been baptized in the regenerating waters of baptism and who have received the good gifts of God made concrete in Jesus Christ, we also know that in our daily lives, the devil, the world, and this sinful flesh, which St. Paul's very occupied with, in this reading, the sinful flesh that we still walk around in our daily lives, the devil has a hand in still trying to manipulate and capture the thoughts and the hearts and the mind of human sinners. And so we struggle As St. Paul talks about here, the good that I want to do, it is difficult for me to do. I find a law at work in my members, even though there is a law at work in my mind and my heart. When we are captured by the gospel, we see the things of our life. We see them differently. We see the conversations, the relations, the acts and duties, the gifts. All of these things start to occupy our hearts and minds. But then we also still struggle with the reality that there is something evil lurking in our bones, which at any moment's notice can jump out and grab a hold of our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our relations. And so what St. Paul is doing here is giving thanks to God for the work of the Holy Spirit. And the proper work of the Holy Spirit here is to do nothing else than to drive the Word of God deeper into our hearts and minds so that by grace and faith, the work of God might be increasingly manifest in our daily lives. Now, for us as Lutherans, we do not put this, of course, in the power of the will of mankind, even though there is a capacity for that at some point. But we noticed from our small catechism that Luther rightly puts this in the work of baptism and in the work of the Lord's Supper, where God is continually being driven into our hearts and minds as a gift that we receive, a gift that is good for our bodies, a gift that is good for our souls, where the work of God in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit is continually driven and pounded into the hearts and minds, ears and souls of His believers. It is not by our own strength, of course, that we can walk this pilgrim path of resident alienship here in this world below. It is by the strength and power, the grace and mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, made clear and concrete in Jesus Christ and given to us by faith and power of the Holy Spirit. And so, as this law of sin, no doubt this law of the flesh, will continue to work in our lives until we are completed in this course of pilgrim journey, our God and Heavenly Father has given to us great gifts so that we might be refreshed, renewed, strengthened, and increased in body and in soul. And so, as we continue our daily lives by faith and trust that God continues to work by the power of the Holy Spirit for our good. We continue with our prayer. O God, the strength of all who trust in You, mercifully accept our prayers, and because, through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing, grant us Your grace to keep Your commandments, that we may please You both in will and in deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God be with you all, and strengthen your faith.